Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Recent heavy rains in the D.C. area caused flooding and disrupted traffic for a few hours. And in Arlington, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the water also washed away a piece of history that many people never knew existed.
Right, this story is by Vernon Miles, a reporter with an online news publication called Arl Now in Arlington. In the 1930s, developers were building a neighborhood for whites called the Waycroft Woodlawn Subdivision, which happened to be right next to an historic black neighborhood. So landowners built walls to separate these two neighborhoods. This was an era of segregation in Virginia, and it basically closed them off to make sure if they were going to live in such proximity to the other race, they wanted to put a wall between them and their neighbors. It ended in the 1960s when Arlington County purchased a couple of the homes on the white side, tore them down, and took down the wall.
But they didn't tear down all of it. Large portions were left standing. Now, after the flooding, there's much less of it. And David, not everyone agrees on whether that's a good thing.
Some neighbors said, well, this is great. This has been an eyesore. While others thought, while the wall is not the most beautiful thing, we need to remember and face kind of the ugliness of the past.
There's still a historic marker that tells the story of the wall. For over a century, the Virginia High School League has been sanctioning a long list of scholastic competitions in the Commonwealth. This fall, there'll be one more.
Right, this story is by Patrick Hite, a reporter with the News Leader in Stanton. Kids now who are told by their parents, get away from that video game and start studying, they can now say, yeah, but Mom, Dad, I'm practicing for the big competition on Saturday. That's because the Virginia High School League has approved a one-year pilot project for esports. And for those who don't know what that is, that's online video games that are played by multiple teams. The titles they're going to use are League of Legends, Smite, and Rocket League.
David, let's test your level of cultural awareness. Is it sufficient for you to tell us something about each of those three titles?
I've looked this up. Smite and League of Legends are online battle arena games, and Rocket League, well, that's a vehicular soccer game. This will be an option that schools in Virginia will begin to compete this fall. Some other states have adopted this. Illinois schools had started doing this in 2018. So this is the latest kind of activity that the VHSL, which mainly governs sports like football, basketball, but also some debate, is adding this as a one-year test pilot project. The reporter put out his own little poll on Twitter, and it was about evenly divided, about 40% each supporting it or opposing it. And then there was a full one quarter that said, what is esports?
About two dozen high schools have said they'd like to join so far. The cost will be $64 per player per title. And by the way, at least 15 colleges now compete in esports. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.